This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got Lucy Charles joining us once again from London in the UK. Lucy, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Hello, lovely to be back again.
Lucy, you came from a competitive swimming background when you first got into triathlon, but you mentioned to me that you did a bit of running at school as well. Were you fairly competitive as a runner and cross-country growing up, or was swimming your main thing?
Swimming was my main thing. There was a small amount of time that I joined an athletics club because I almost had that as a little sideline. But it never really did materialise. It was only school cross-country and school athletics that I did. However, I was normally very competitive on the 1500 metres on the track and sort of the longer distance cross-country. I could normally come at least in the top three in those sort of events, if not first place, if I was having a good day. A lot of my swim coaches never really wanted me to do it because they thought it would be detrimental to my swimming, but I always seemed to sneak it in.
Often people who come from a swimming background struggle with the running side of things. Obviously, they're just a lot bigger. They're carrying probably a bit more muscle mass than like an out-and-out runner. What is that something you've struggled with?
Yeah, I think as I got older, I struggled a bit more with it. When I was young, because I just had so much more endurance than the other students, I definitely had an advantage. But as I progressed in my swimming, I did find it a little bit harder to keep up the running.
What's been the toughest thing that you've had to overcome as far as improving your run has been?
I've really had to improve my leg strength. As a swimmer, I'd never really kicked my legs. I still don't really kick them as much as I should. So my legs never really did a great deal of work. So I was been very, very lucky to have not got injured. But I've had small niggles along the way that I've had to manage really, really well. In order to keep on top of my running. So I'd say managing the small injuries has been the hardest battle.
You talk about leg strength. Are you talking about doing stuff in the gym and just getting stronger in that, or is it specific running drills that you've worked on?
Yeah, a little bit of work in the gym, sort of body weight stuff, really trying to improve the leg strength. And then in terms of running drills, most of just what I was given by my triathlon club, just to work on small elements.
What's been the one thing that you've done that you can sort of pinpoint that's made a huge difference in your running performance over your career, Lucy?
It wasn't until after Ironman UK this year that I started to do some track work with a coach. And it was the track sessions that made a huge difference. And the speed that you can run on the track is definitely a lot faster than you can get on the road. So it's that ability to really build up your speed, but it also progressing that into your endurance running as well. So the track stuff has been a big help.
Would you say that's your favorite workouts now, the ones on the track, or do you love doing the sort of longer stuff on the road?
Yeah, I'd say the track sessions, I love to hate them. They're very, very tough. But they almost remind me of what it was like when I was swimming. So they're similar sort of sessions, really, really working you hard. And at the end, I feel like I've got a lot from them.
Let's talk about your favorite track set or workout. What do you love doing? Is it one of those really tough ones again that makes you feel like you're going to die when it's happening, but you're chuffed it when it's over?
Yeah, pretty much a fairly similar story to the bike session that I mentioned previously. It's normally quite a few reps. So we've done a session before that was 15 800s. We did 7 of them. Then we went and ran the local 5K park run, which I made the mistake of running in a best time. And then we had to go back onto the track to do the second half of the set, the sick bucket was very, very close to being needed. And that was one of my favorite sessions I've done.
I think I'm starting to believe that you need to be a bit of a masochist if you want to perform in Kona. Would that be a fair and accurate comment, Lucy?
Yeah, there's definitely an element of not being quite normal, but then I don't think many triathletes are. So, that's definitely in your favour if you're a bit like that.
I seem to recall having a very similar conversation with Reese, your boyfriend, about the very similar things, because I think he's also into these crazy, crazy sort of favourite sets. So it's good to hear that it's not just him and it's not just you. It's obviously rubbed off on each other.
Yeah, yeah. We're obviously very compatible in that sense. That must be why we get on.
I love it. Lucy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Cone Edge. Once again, much appreciated. And I look forward to catching up with you again in a future episode. Thanks for chatting to us.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Kona Edge. It was great to have you on board. Thanks for listening and downloading the podcast. We always love feedback. So if you are enjoying the podcast, or if there's something you'd like us to add, or if there's someone you think we should chat to, please do be in touch. My email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. And yeah, reach out. I love hearing from AIDS groupers who dream of racing on the Big Island. Tell me your story. And yeah, just love chatting to triathletes from around the world. Don't forget as well, you can also join the exclusive Kona Edge online community. All you need to do is get there right now. It's thekonaedge.com/join. We've got an incredible deal there for an annual membership. So go check it out. thekonaedge.com/join.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.